This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Here on America's number one network.
Hi, Roger.
Really?
Roger. Jim Nantz.
Commissioner Goodell.
Watch out, guys.
Cancel that game in Seattle. That camera is dangerous, guys.
It's simply a narrow wire, guys. Someone's going to get badly hurt. We're going to have an injury, and we don't want that to happen.
Hi, Commissioner Goodell. Jim Nantz, buddy. I'm in my hotel room. I'm eating ice cream sandwiches in my underwear, watching the game. Roger, this could be dangerous. Phil, where's my man, Phil Sims?
Roger, I decided to call you after a half a glass of red wine because I felt it imperative that I let you know that a thin wire holding up a camera is going to hurt somebody, one of your players in the NFL, Roger.
Here on America's number one network.
Hey, guys. Let's start today off the sheet. Let's play a little roulette right now.
All right.
Get your guess in for some college student roulette. My son is in town for the weekend. Had a long weekend for a fall break. He has classes tomorrow. He asked me to wake him up at 8 a.m.
Feed him a cherry pie.
Which I did. Uh-huh. He planned on leaving by 11 a.m.
All right.
When I left home, he was up. He was awake. Uh-huh. He was functioning. Get your bets in now. Has he left yet?
I lost this bet last time. I'm going to say yes.
Buzz.
I'm going to say no.
Robbie, you want some of this?
I guarantee you he's home.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I bet he's on his way out the door, but hasn't quite left yet.
I think he's across the North Carolina border.
Wow.
I just figured I'd give... I'd be a contrarian today.
Call away with it.
Why not?
All contrary.
All contrary, all for you.
I don't like this game.
Okay.
Oh, Bart, you let me down. You let me down, Bart.
Oh, so sorry.
So sorry. What is the scheduled time of departure today?
Oh, actually, I swear to God, I'm watching the end credits of That Thing You Do, and then I'm leaving.
Well, priorities. All right, son, I love you. See you later.
Film, I'm sorry.
All right, I love you. I'll see you.
All right, ha-ha. Goodbye.
He's watching the end credits of the movie That Thing You Do.
Guys, it's a good movie. That's a good movie with Tom Hanks.
It's very important you read those credits, guys, because those are the guys that make it happen.
Here on America's number one network.
The end credits are the end of the movie.
Hey, guys, Jim Nantz, what do you do with a young man, a college student, by all rights should be halfway now between here and South Carolina? He's stretching it out, guys.
Class tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. Call me when you have no class.
Sleepy class tomorrow.
Guys, focus on the big picture. Make sure he drives under the speed limit, guys.
He'll be fine.
All right. Well,
safe driving.
Everybody's a big winner with that college sweepstakes. Rob, what is this Wilhelm Scream montage?
This is pretty cool. The Wilhelm Scream is a sound effect that Hollywood has been using for about 60 years. It's from an old Western, and it's a guy named Wilhelm got a spear in his leg. And they looped or dubbed the scream over.
Because it was that good?
It's a good scream. And they've used it ever since. It's been in every Star Wars movie. It's been in every Indiana Jones movie.
And it's called the Wilhelm Scream?
And if you listen to this montage, you'll hear it over and over, and you'll grow to recognize the Wilhelm Scream.
Oh, okay.
Wilhelm!
Yeah, I'll just fill my pipe.
So that's the original,
that's
right?
That's the first time, yeah.
So this would just be like a generic scream that
they've used. Three times.
They've used in Hollywood forever, right?
Yeah, for like 60 years, yeah. This is from the movie Them.
You're listening to the evolution of the Wilhelm Scream.
Cool.
Well, they use it again and again. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Soft, loud.
Yep. In the fairly recent movie Over the Hedge, an animated movie, bug gets zapped in it, and they use the Wilhelm scream sped up.
Okay. Raise your hand if you've lost interest.
Why do we lose interest at the exact same time?
We're done here.
You know, it goes on and on.
Really?
It goes on for like 3.5 minutes.
Huh. I would say that doesn't happen all that often, where we lose interest at the exact same moment.
I know you want, like, this tape to open the show. There's nothing funny about this.
The scheduled game 4 starter is Sizemore, rips a base hit through the right side. One on, one out, ball 4, 2-on, 1-out. Nixon trying to dump one into center field. He has done that. Around third, coming to the plate is the go-ahead run. Safe, Grady Sizemore. Gagne in.
Badass.
And this one is behind Martinez, in to score easily.
Oh, this is called seven runs in one inning.
With one out. And again, Ryan,
I think I heard the Wilhelm scream
so far this
coming from Virginia.
Cleveland Indians in this park, and that one's up the middle off the bat of Garco.
You know what, Mike? I'll stand up for you. That's not fair. Listen, there's no need to pour salt in that wound now. It's only 1-1.
Yeah.
You're not uptight about the Cleveland Indians having won that second game, are you?
No, I mean, not any more uptight. It's certainly not going to be a walk in the park. It's going to be a tough series.
All right, well, then we're not going to go with the Wilhelm scream, and we're definitely not going to go with that.
I went to sleep before the Lester home run, though. I got depressed.
And, you want to hear it?
Yeah, I didn't hear the Lester home run.
Okay. Lester Holt.
John Lester.
Digging around third is Michaels. He scores without a play, and it's a 3-run, 9-6, 11th inning lead. Line drive is fair down the left field line. They'll get all the way down into the corner, scoring easily is Martinez. Borowski continues to get loose for the bottom of the frame as Gutierrez hits one into left field, way, way out of here. Shot and this game is blown wide open.
I don't know.
That was the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah,
that was a long ass. But I was, you know what? For the very first time, I have to say this. For the first time in my lifetime, postseason play, I was struggling. I was struggling to keep my eyes open. I really was. It was such a long game.
It
was really. And then when they finally blew it open, I said, "Ah, c'est la vie." That's
all right, well, that's simply not fair. Let's save.
No,
those,
it's not fair.
Let's save those tapes until something happens with the Red Sox. I think we can
leave
just
the Red Sox alone.
Leave Billy alone. We can just start today with a couple of words from my good friend Matt Lauer.
Okay. I mean, that is a nasty gash.
Oh, God.
He wouldn't know.
Boy, sometimes you play him, and I know we're going to play him forever.
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
What was that, Matt?
That's what I
mean, that is a nasty gash.
That is forever. That is forever right there.
And just so you know, Jennifer Lopez was on the show. And he said,
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
Could have been anybody.
He
looked at Meredith Vieira.
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
And he saw that all the way from Chicago.
That's right. I mean, that is a nasty gash.
Okay. The Don and Mike Show. No real good tape to start the show today, so just a bunch of...
I think you had one good tape.
Fine.
Hey, Matt Lauer, take a look. There's Ann Curry.
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
Yeah. Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What? Technically, I'm retarded.
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
Hey, that's great.
So what I'd really like to know is, Jim Nance, what's your take on that?
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
Here on America's number one network.
That sounds like the fall season to me.
Can a guy get a little cough here without... You're staring at me today like there's something wrong.
I'm reading your newspaper. I'm not even looking at you.
As we just
stop staring. Let Mama score you some kick-ass chronic.
I'm flying blind with some of these tapes.
There are some performances so bad, even alcohol can't block them out.
Oh, not true.
One. That's a good one.
They talked about me on the radio. I matter. Take that, Dad!
That's a good new one.
Oh, looking good.
All right.
Yeah! There we go.
Is this really newsworthy?
I don't know.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Yeah.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Hey, that's great.
Here on America's number one network.
That guy's retarded.
Hold on, where's Big Ed?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don.
Ed? I kind of screwed you there, Mike.
Ed. What's been happening to Ed lately? It's the second day in a row he's forgotten my name.
Ed?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don.
Thank you, Ed.
It's what you've always wanted. You finally get your way.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Here's Don.
That's been my lifelong dream, Mike. That and this.
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
And, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Don and Mike.
There it is. Thank you, you old fart.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome. It'll be a funny show today.
The show's going to be funny.
It's going to be a great show.
The show is great.
Uh-huh. Welcome.
Welcome.
Not a Mike show. Hope you had a good weekend. It's Monday. And our phone number, same as it was on Friday, 877-365-3636.
All right.
I believe it was last week. At the beginning of the week, and I came in, and I said, Mike, you ruined my goddamn weekend.
Yeah.
With the whole thing with the pie.
I know. You had a tough weekend.
Here we go.
Not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
No, this weekend, my friend, you are the man.
Oh, really? Oh,
hey,
good. Right. Well, I told you I was going to do something, a little something to see if, you know, and it was sincere, and I think that's why it worked out.
The golden boy.
Yes. Oh.
Absolutely great.
I was happy to do it because I understood. I did through all of it, I understood. And I certainly understood, you know, what you were dealing with, too.
So
it wasn't your fault.
So Mike ordered some nice stuff from Williams-Sonoma for my girlfriend because she
likes... Some baking stuff.
Wonderful.
She likes
perfect.
She likes cooking.
Loves it.
And she was blown away by your generosity.
Yeah.
She was blown away by the stuff you bought that she had eyed for a long time.
That was the luck. That was the luck. That was great. I didn't realize that she'd been looking at that stuff. But, you know, I talked to Carla about that, and I, you know, said, you know, I understood it, and you'd feel the same way if the situation was,
yep.
you know, reversed. And, you know, after that, and that was, I did that a while ago, and then it was just, you know, the ordering and letting it come in through the mail. And I looked at that stuff, and it was purely guessing. I was looking
was
under
good.
Baking stuff you cook with.
Yeah.
Then they were, you know, baking things.
It was purely guessing.
Things I don't even know how to describe it. They're things you put pies and bread.
It's the pie tin.
It's the pie thing. It's the thing you cook it in.
Baking utensils.
Baking utensils. Mm-hmm.
But it's the thing there that comes out of the thing like in the movie there with the ghost there. It's like the pottery thing there with
right.
the Demi Moore there.
Yes, it's pottery.
Sure.
That's really what it is, isn't it? It's pottery.
Kinda, yeah.
It's, you know, it's what you cook with.
Soft
anyway,
pottery.
Whatever
safe
it was.
For microwave safe.
Oh. Was a home run.
Good.
And, well, you know, you got the nice call.
Yeah,
from
she said that she'd been looking at this stuff. That I didn't know.
That's
I mean,
you
cool. take a guess, and, you know, that was it. And was any of it gift wrapped? Were two of them gift wrapped?
Here's what you don't know. This is why. It was incredibly over the top,
right.
and why she was having a puddle underneath her while she was talking to you on the phone,
mm-hmm.
because these two gigantic boxes came
right.
from Williams-Sonoma. Now, here's the one Mike part of it that's great. They were just addressed just to Janet.
Yeah, I don't know Janet's last name.
Yeah, and, you know.
What? I don't know her last name, Rob.
In fairness, uh-huh. I do not know Carla's last name either.
Right.
So.
And you can do that when you're sending a gift, you can do that because they just ask for the first name. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny. There are these two big boxes with the printed labels from Williams-Sonoma.
Janet.
Just says in real big letters, Janet, and then our address. And when she opened them up, yes, they were gift-wrapped like Christmas presents.
Oh, good, good. Well, that's, you know, they say gift-wrap, and I checked the box.
Oh, very nice.
Put a note in there. You know, sorry, I forgot what I said. Sorry for the pie attack is what I said.
Anyway, it was quite nice of you. I thank you.
And I got a deal. And I got something out of it.
Wonderful.
I got the fact that she's going to be rustling up a blueberry pie someday.
Well, yep. Very good.
For me, with the new baking stuff.
They are great.
And she said you could eat it any way you like, so I thank you. She thanks you.
I will eat it when you bring it in, and since I can eat it any way I want, I don't want to hold the pie thing overnight. When I get it, I will eat it the way they ate the pies in Stand By Me.
Bury your face in it.
That's it. I will eat it without hands.
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
I will put a gash in there. Absolutely. Tell her not. You know, tell her to make it close to holiday time. All right. There's no rush on that pie.
I do. Thank you for that, Mike. It was
my
very
pleasure.
Nice. What a pleasant weekend I had.
Oh, good.
With my family, with my girlfriend, with my son, who should be on the road by now. The news, I know everyone's been waiting with bated breath. Buzz even called me this morning and said, now, first off, Buzz, you must stop calling the scooter a moped.
I'm sorry, my mistake. That's what it was when I looked it up, you know, the law.
He calls me up this morning and he says, well? And I said, well, what? He says, did you buy a moped? It's a scooter.
It's a scooter.
And you bought it?
No, I didn't. Not yet. Yeah. Daddy went out, and Daddy went shopping, and I went to the place that you suggested.
Scooterville.
Yes, I did. Scooter City. And I looked at a Yamaha, and I looked at a Kawasaki, and I rode one, and I definitely have to have bigger tires on it.
Did you go to the place where they have the just women salesmen with the orange shorts, scooters? Thank you. I'm here all week.
Not a bad idea.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And we did shooters. Anyway, I went in, and the thing is not as gay as I thought it was.
Okay.
There's lots of big strapping heterosexual men who are afraid of motorcycles, who like scooters. God, well, that's how the guy put it to me. They must have a lot of.
That's how
they don't
want
to make the full commitment to the motorcycle, so they want to, but they want the feeling of freedom.
Well, that's kind of the story that I laid on the dude when I walked in,
right?
And of course, when I first walked in, I was looking at everything but the scooters, and then I said, "I'm looking for a scooter," and he said, "Oh, come on, let me show you these scooters." And I kind of laid it on him. I said, I'm afraid of motorcycles, but I love the feel of riding, and my brother's got one, and my buddy's got one, and I love the show. And he said, and then I said, there must be people out there like me that are afraid of motorcycles but want to somehow, like, just dip their foot in the shallow end, not in the deep end. And
right.
He looked at me, and he just went, yeah, well, sure, sure. And at that point, I think he just wanted a sale.
Sure,
yeah.
Well, of course.
I could have
said. I'm curious about the speed factor of these things.
What do you find?
What
out?
Range did he show you?
Goes about 45 miles an hour, but said to me a little aftermarket, if I got a slightly different engine, it could go maybe 60, 70 miles an hour.
70. I don't think you want to go 70. Yeah,
what could go wrong?
The password is vibration.
But I definitely am thinking about it. I'm glad that I didn't.
Did you test drive?
Yes. I'm glad I just didn't go with instinct. With gut instinct, good. And just say, I'll take this one
right
here good that I was you. Riding.
So you didn't do an impulse buy over the weekend. That's a good thing.
No, I'm going to think about it, actually research it a little bit.
Right.
Good
plus, just bad luck for this guy. It was a nice-looking scooter that he brought out, a Yamaha scooter that had the bigger tires on it.
Right.
But it had, for the horn, like on a kid's bike, a little button you press, and it goes, beep.
You can replace that.
Well, right away, yeah. I don't
you
care
want
about
the.
Yeah.
Hey, Wang.
Something like that. That's right.
Right.
But if there was ever a chap more out of place than me on Saturday in this place, I defy you to find this person, because every other person in this store knew what they were looking for.
Okay.
Be it an ATV. Something to haul on a trailer, a motorcycle, whatever it is, they knew what they were doing.
Right.
And it's that intimidation factor that I fear as well when I walk into Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk into a store, and I'm not real good, shocker, at Home Depot-type stuff, and I hate asking the guy there because as soon as you ask the guy in the orange jacket, it's going to become apparent to him immediately that I'm a buffoon.
Yes.
You know,
he's used to that.
When I have to ask a simple question like, you know, I'm thinking about taking a door off the hinges, what would you suggest?
Right.
You know, and he said, well, you would get the tools to take the door off the hinge. And I'm like, right, can you show me where those tools are?
And what they are. Please.
That is the moment.
Please don't look down at me.
That although they will not show you, you know, inside, they're looking down at you. So I walked into this place and saw all these cats, guys like you, Mike, walking around, knowing what they're doing, saying, and talking loudly, you know, because they knew what they were doing.
Right.
Like, well, that's the A476. I like that. I'm not like that with, like,
I don't know what I'm doing.
You put some fat wheels on there. You got a 247. That's got, like, a KPH of what?
I just think it's important to point out I really don't know what I'm doing when I'm in there, you know. Especially when it comes to mechanical, you know, I don't. You know, a lot of guys do. A lot of guys could repair their own motorcycle. I would be screwed.
So I will think about it. Let me just say this. I'll think about it, and I got to be honest.
How was the test drive?
The test drive was pretty good.
Okay.
Until I came around the block and got a look at myself in the picture mirror.
Yeah.
Of the drugstore that was, the window of the drugstore across the street.
What was wrong with that picture?
Well, everything, Buzz. Everything.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do about that? What kind of helmet did you have? Did you have a full helmet on?
I had, that helped the idiot look.
You didn't have a half helmet on?
I had an Easy Rider type helmet that for a motorcycle that had the entire big pull-down
okay.
In front.
All right.
Windscreen, yeah.
Had a big eagle and an American flag on it. It was like
nice.
An Evel Knievel helmet.
Very cool. So is that their test drive helmet that they use?
I asked for it.
You asked for that helmet specifically?
Now I did that to get a laugh.
Did it have the face bar under it? Was it just a solid
piece at the chin? Or
yeah.
No, it had a thing that you had to like strap.
A strap. So you didn't have it. I mean, you didn't have the full one that like the ninjas wear.
No, but it's definitely not what you would wear.
And it's not the half one that I wear.
Three quarters.
No, it's a big full mask. You know?
But not as ridiculous if it. You know, you can make a case though for the one that has the chin bar on.
Oh
them.
Yeah.
The full one could completely masks who you are. You know what I mean?
True. It can also save your chin.
Did this helmet have a spike on the top of it?
Okay. Hi. What makes a Nazi?
There it is.
How does he get that way?
Yeah. It did not.
Okay. So I'll think about it.
Okay, so we're not 100% sure.
Yeah, I am sure that I'm going to get it. I'm not sure who I'm going to get it from,
all right.
What kind I'm going to get, but I am most definitely going to get one.
Does it seat two easily?
Can you take a passenger?
The one that I had was lucky that it seated me.
Really? Okay, small. Because I guess they make them in different sizes. Yeah. You know,
that's the whole problem I got with it. That's my main issue.
But the horn's important. Didn't they teach us that in motorcycle class, Mike, that you want a loud horn on there and probably whatever bike or scooter you buy, you're going to want to replace the horn on it?
What I know is about motorcycles is they talk about, you know, how loud they are on the pipes.
Right.
And you want loud pipes because they let you know. You know, they let the person in front of you or in back of you know you're around.
You want to be
scooters.
Heard.
That's why.
Yeah. Fellas, these are scooters.
But no, the louder the horn, the better. I mean, it's really, I don't use my horn that much on the motorcycle. I really don't.
It's true.
Because if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you don't have occasion to use it. But I mean, I use the pipes more than I use the horn.
But use that to be heard so they know you're there.
Because the horn on mine, I'm not real happy with.
Most of them are bad.
So anyway, I walked in and I was in the store, much like a Home Depot experience. Uh-huh.
Did they have motorcycles in the store too?
Yes, they did. With guys who knew what they were doing. And I was walking around looking to finally ask.
Saturday?
Yeah. Scooters.
But I mean, down at where you are, where you want it for is perfect, I think. Yeah. Down at the beach, that'll be... Because aren't there a million of them down there? Aren't there loads of people on those things?
A lot of them. And I was on the test drive, and it was pretty good, and I almost made the impulse buy, except, like I said, coming around the corner, there's a CVS with a big plate glass window, and I saw me on this thing. And, hey, listen, since we started our diet challenge,
yeah.
I'm down to 216.
Good.
I've lost 7 pounds in over 2 months.
You're going to kick my ass on that thing.
But there is still no denying this fact. When I saw myself on this thing,
yeah.
I thought, fat guy in a little coat.
Right.
And then I thought.
It was all over this weekend, too. Tommy Boy, they ran Tommy Boy like 500 times.
And his brother was on Curb Your Enthusiasm last night as well.
Yeah.
Chris Farley's brother was.
Right.
And then you take the Chris Farley part out of it. And then I thought, oh, Mike Tuttle.
Oh, really?
That's what I, you know.
Did you have shorts on?
Yeah. That's the self-image that I was getting back from this mirror as I drove by looking at myself going, I don't care how much fun this is. I look like a dork. I look like an almost 50-year-old ass. And Buzz, you're right, on a moped. That's how I felt. And it was
so a, is that what's holding you back from it a little bit? That you want to, you need a bigger one then.
Not necessarily. I looked at a really big one.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at the biggest. That's when the guy said to me, well, there is, you know, this. And he showed me motorcycles.
Right.
Like, you know, he said, you understand? It's a scooter. Because that's what I said when I came back.
Crossing yeah.
Over. Again, the total novice that I am came back with my big, gigantic motorcycle helmet on. He's like, how was it? I said, woo, great. Just what you said. It was fantastic. Except I saw myself. I look like a total ass on this thing.
Did he laugh at that?
Yes, he did.
Well, then he's being honest.
Yeah. You know?
So what's the remedy? What are you going to do?
Lose 100 pounds, Buzz.
Okay.
Yeah, but you lose 100 pounds, you'll still look like, you know, you'll still be on a scooter.
I most likely will. I most likely will get it.
Yeah, because it's, you can't think like that. You can't think in terms of what you look like on a scooter. There, a petite woman looks wimpy on a scooter. You know what I mean? A scooter, you don't get a scooter for what you're going to look like on it. You can't. You get a scooter because you want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning when you're down at the beach and hop on your scooter and head down the Ocean Boulevard and smell the sea air.
But I want to drive it around my home as well.
Mm-hmm. You can do that.
You can do that too.
I want to drive it in my neighborhood. I don't want my neighbors seeing me on that thing. I might as well just have a
With your hours, just take it out in the morning.
Have a condo. Who wants to come down and see me cut the lawn with my shirt off? Come on down. Who wants to see the greatest?
I mean, the
show
whole thing with motorcycles really is the look of the thing, and that's why I believe I have the motorcycle perfectly designed for me, a fat boy. You know, there's no better term for anything ever invented. But I mean, you know, it's just fun to tool around on something. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about an ATV, like one of those things that you take out back and and go mudding in and
that
stuff
is
like
not
that?
My bag, baby.
That's I hear that's an amazing fun.
I'm sure it is.
No, that ain't for me. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi. What's
hey,
up?
Guys. Hey. Scooters. One word for you: Vespa. Go quality, baby.
Hold on a second.
I've heard about the Vespa scooters.
Sure. I did look into the Vespa scooter, and a lot of people told me don't do that. You know, look at a Yamaha.
Really?
Look at a Kawasaki.
Because the Vespas are too expensive?
Overpriced?
Said that I would most likely do damage to them.
To the Vespa?
Yeah.
Oh, too fragile the Vespas
yes.
are.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
You do damage because they're too fast?
From people who know me.
Because they're too technologically advanced.
Well, no,
there's too many things on there that you can fly along.
Someone just said to me, "A Vespa goes too fast."
Ah,
get a Kawasaki. So I looked at a Kawasaki.
All right.
Hello, okay. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
how you doing today?
Okay,
we're wonderful.
They have motorcycles out there that are they have automatic transmissions to where you don't have all the shifting involved.
True.
Oh, those are the ones that say real big on the side, pussy.
Well, actually, Victory makes a bike called the Victoria for big pussy. So, I mean, you can get a bike and still not have all the technological aspects.
No, my friend, if I got a motorcycle, then I would be tempted to drive it on a real road with real people. And that's where I realize I'm not a part of that.
Know your limitations. That's good.
Can't do that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
What scooter are you looking at?
This is like one of the guys from the store yesterday.
Okay.
I don't know. It
was
a
the K-13 Nighthawk.
It was a Yamaha.
Oh, the Vino?
Was it the Vino?
You know, as a matter of fact,
that's the Vino. Is that the one that has its own wine satchel on it?
I remember. V-I-N-O. I swear to Christ, that's the one.
You were looking at the Vino.
Is that
I just bought one for my wife, and I'm about 6'2", 230.
Bye!
That didn't help.
Bought one for my wife.
Didn't help.
Okay. Bye.
You're not helping.
Bye.
I bought one for my wife.
Okay.
Oh, this is fun.
Well, I mean, it's like not like the salesman said, okay, well, we'll see you. Maybe we'll see you next week, sir. And, you know, he didn't, like, yell behind you and say, excuse me, you left your vagina in here.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, I was wondering, are you going to become a Shriner anytime soon? Get one of those little red... And
I know you, like a Shriner. You said Shiner, but I know you meant like Shriner Circus.
Sounds like fun.
Ah, the Shriners, you know, up in Maine. Reminds me of a Maine parade. I love the Shriner. Have you ever seen the Shriners that have the go-karts?
Yes.
And they bring their own, like, little semi-truck, too, and then they drive it as they're driving down the parade route. They drive the go-karts over the hill of the little semi that they've got. Oh, God, it's good. That's big entertainment.
Big Shriner fun.
I love Big Shriner fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, man, there's a way you can be more masculine on a scooter, even if you are a little hefty.
Yeah.
All you got to do is take a playing card or an old baseball card and stick it between the spokes.
Makes it louder.
Everybody's busted.
Everybody's busted.
You know what? The bottom line is you're going to have fun on it. That's what counts.
That's right.
All right. You bastards. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gay, 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 gay. Gay, 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 gay.
Throw it on me. Edmund. Throw it on me, my friend. The only thing that I can imagine would make it a sweeter deal would be as if I was listening to my Carpenter's iPod while I'm driving my moped.
Hey, nobody would know what you were listening
to. Don't dream
it. They would because I'll be singing, Mike.
You know, all I know is that I'd love to make a video of you now when you get the scooter just tooling along and then play Carpenter's music in the background of the video and then put that on our website.
I promise you, when I get it, I promise you we'll do that.
We can just have a shot of you, just get the video, and then we can put it to music.
Sure.
Loneliness.
Oh, no. It would have to be something like Close to You.
How about if you had a big grin
top
on your face?
Top of the world.
Top of the world.
Perfect.
Ding, 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 ding. Din, 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 din. And as that little riff plays there, din, 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 that's when you'd be pulling out of your driveway.
It's me. Fat guy in a little coat.
Richard Hayden?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Ah, your brain has the candy shell.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I've got a Yamaha Ruckus, and I'm going to be honest with you, I think it's pretty, pretty cool.
A Yamaha Ruckus?
I heard of the other one. It starts with the F.
Yeah, it's called a Ruckus, and it comes in all sorts of crazy colors. Like for those of us who don't want to look too gay, like they've got like kind of camouflage, and you don't. Though it's kind of a bad idea. You don't need to wear.
Wait a minute. Is it really called the Ruckus?
Yeah, it's called the Ruckus.
How's it spelled?
R-U-C-K-U-S.
R-U-C-K. Well, I'm asking him how it's spelled if he's looking at it.
Oh, I meant the word ruckus.
I mean, I know I would spell ruckus R-U-C-K-U-S.
Right, that's correct.
We're going to start a ruckus. Why would you call a scooter a ruckus?
That is so close to a dirty word.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And you own this ruckus?
Here's a ruckus now.
Yes, I do own one. It's got like white, gray, and black.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. Look at that one. That is a macho looking scooter.
Kind of
cool.
Can
you see that, Don?
Yeah. Buzz just pulled it up on the internet.
It's a Yamaha Ruckus.
It has like a motorcycle seat.
Looks pretty fierce.
Oh, you got it. You have to get that one. Look at that one.
How fast does that thing go?
I don't know. I'm guessing the same.
Sir,
as all
how
the
fast does your ruckus go?
Going downhill, it'll hit about 50.
Downhill
that is.
What about uphill?
Can I see that picture again, Buzz?
Isn't it
that
great?
Is definitely your scooter.
Yeah,
pretty good.
That is like the most.
Depending on the hill and the payload, I'm going to say a good 35, 40 miles an hour.
All right, thank you, my friend. You may have sold one,
Buzz. Can you also find a Vino?
Let me see if I can. Now that was Kawasaki.
I want to compare
Kawasaki Vino.
The Ruckus is definitely your scooter.
Yamaha Vino.
Yamaha Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Boo on the scooter. Boo on the scooter.
Okay, why?
Boo on the scooter. Look, you can take a class at a community college. It's like a 3-day class. They teach you how to ride a motorcycle from start to finish. It's the easiest thing.
He's not going
to
do that, sir.
Sir, I'm highly aware of that. Mike and Buzz took the class. I'm scared of motorcycles.
You don't feel confident enough that you could ride a smaller motorcycle instead of a scooter.
No, I don't.
Is that the Vino?
This is the Vino.
We're looking at a picture of the Vino now.
The other one.
Family men make fun of on the way down the road. We look over and we go, ah!
Can I tell you something? As a motorcycle rider, I have never even been aware of a scooter.
Oh, neither have I. Get a hog, baby. Just get a hog and you'll
be happy. I also wave at the crotch rockets, too. I don't discriminate.
Crotch rockets is instant death. You want to stay away from those.
See, you're one of these guys that just thinks, you know, everything.
Hey, Don, why don't you just get a bike made out of AIDS?
I like that ruckus.
Be good.
Right. Yeah, I love good. That ruckus, though.
The Vino looks more comfortable, but the ruckus looks tougher.
Another angle of the Vino.
Boy, they haven't changed the design of those scooters in 40 years.
Ruckus it is, then.
Picture me on that stupid thing.
Yeah, but the ruckus looks kind of neat.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can you actually ride it on the beach?
No, I don't think so. Hi, Don and Mike show.
That would be too much fun.
Hello. Hi, Don. This is Linda. I'm not in Sacramento, but I'm near. But here's what we do up here. Our guys just wear a long blonde ponytail out of that helmet.
Okay, I don't know if you're patronizing me or not, so I'll just hang up and say,
no, it's a solution.
I bet they do.
Goodbye, Cal. Let's break and hit our first commercial here and make everybody happy.
Is everybody happy?
Enough about the scooter, I'll let you know. When we come back, we should talk about the dreamy Tom Brady.
Here on America's number one network.
Yes. Guys. Who was the owner that picked that boy? I didn't win anything. I mean, I won my game. I didn't win any money. Somebody had an incredible weekend. I forgot who it was.
Hi, Buzz.
The Buzz Killers?
Yeah, I think so. I think Buzz is the big winner in our fantasy league.
Well, not over yet.
What's
really?
Funny is he's not unattainable. If you have two players going tonight.
True.
And LaDainian
Tomlinson. Oh, Rob, you had your best week ever, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rob was strong this week.
Like I said, I guaranteed I'm going to win the rest of my game.
All right. Good. Hey, you've got a real challenge in front of you tonight because he is a buzzsaw.
Really? Who do you have going tonight, Buzz? Anybody?
No, I'm done. I'm in.
How many points
are
you ahead of Rob?
Oh, I've got 127. He's got, 106?
Yeah, wow.
And who do you have going tonight?
Plaxico and Jeremy Shockey.
I tell you, you got a good chance of getting more than 20 points
tonight.
That's
amazing. I didn't know that anybody was going to come close to Buzz.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not over yet.
My fantasy team cannot suck enough.
You had a bad week.
Well, you know how you manage that, Mike. When you're smart like me and you have Adrian Peterson, and even though top lineup says play him, you say, you know what? I got a feeling about Sammy Morris of the New England Patriots. And goddamn, if Adrian Peterson doesn't run 200 yards and three TDs, and Sammy Morris should buy himself a scooter, because he was in and out of that game within 5 minutes. It's like, oh, Sammy Morris has hurt himself.
This is Adrian Peterson.
That's the way it goes.
Sloan.
Have Sloan in front of the school. Adrian Peterson here.
Have Lovie Smith meet me in Urlacher downstairs.
Well, our fantasy league is very well balanced this year.
It is, but
lots of people winning different weeks.
And there was something else about football that we'll get to in our next break as well, having to do with Jews and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, really?
Good.
That's right.
Fascinating.
It's a combination that can't be beat. And Rob is totally with me now on the Price is Right thing.
Okay.
On the Price is
Right. On the Price is Right being staged.
Being fixed and staged.
Something.
When we come back, he will read you his incredible laundry list from today's first episode of The Price is Right.
Wow. Charlie, I hope you know what kind of accusation that is. That's the father from 21.
Yeah. Rob?
You understand what you're insinuating, Charlie?
Give him just one of your Price is Right stats.
In the history of the show, they have only had 76 perfect games. In which all six contestants win. And coincidentally, today they had one and two $1,000 winners on the wheel. Seems awfully good for a first day, doesn't it?
That is lucky. Isn't
and
it?
How does that fit into the stats for the show with Barker?
Well, I'm saying that up till now, the show's been on 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's only happened 76 times and never with the double showcase thing.
Your statistics are worth watching, I think.
Yeah.
So I think you smell a rat, and I think that's good instinct.
So remember there was a thing on YouTube last week with the woman who was overly excited. Rob called me up today and said, are you watching? They had another huge fat house frau who was totally overexcited about.
They had that one that they put on YouTube. It's the lady that did the cartwheel and then fell down because she was so excited that she won $16,000.
Exactly. Today, when I watched it, when Rob was leading me through on the phone, at least four people were so excited they fell down and danced like Curly on the floor.
Yeah.
And the lady crying today during the second game. It's too much.
The woman with the red shirt that says Cleveland Rocks, who kept saying, Drew, I love you, I love you, on her first spin It landed right in the middle on the 1 million, 1,000.
All right, yeah. Okay. I, you know, I'm not prepared to dispute what you guys are saying.
Seems like an awfully successful first day.
Yeah.
That's all. Is
yeah.
the show ruined now? Just after all these years, it's over. It's dead. It's ruined. Do you think?
You know what? Carrie came down as I was watching it, and I said, "You know what? This makes me uneasy to watch this.
Uh-huh.
It's not right.
I was afraid of it.
There's something wrong with it."
Well, before you start throwing these accusations around, Charlie,
Professor Van Doren,
you better make sure that you've got your ducks in a row.
I'm just saying. Professor,
think that before you get involved in this, you better be very careful.
Oh, hey, Dad, I'm just having a piece of chocolate pie.
that's the movie you're doing, right? Yes, quiz show.
Yes,
Charles Van Doren.
That's his father, the gray-haired guy. Yeah. Hello, Charlie. I'm the famous Professor Van Doren, and you're my son.
Dad, I have to tell you something. I cheated on the quiz show.
You've disappointed me, Charlie.
Dad.
I know I'm portraying your father, but I can't help but coming across as a very old queen. Isn't that right, Charlie?
And what about me, Dad?
Have another piece of chocolate cake. It's not chocolate pie. You're far too intelligent for that, Charlie. It's chocolate cake.
Chocolate
a big
pie.
Piece.
A mile wide.
With a glass of milk. Yes, the chocolate pies are eaten by the lottery winners. Not the quiz show winners, Charlie.
I'm Jack Barry.
That's a good little movie.
I'm Jack Barry.
And I'm Professor Van Doren.
You want to talk about really rigging a TV show? That's what started it, the 21 scandal. Yep.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the facts that Rob's bringing up are very, very interesting.
Disturbing.
To say the very least, it's very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. But the only thing that makes me think you might be wrong is having, you know, pillaged backstage at The Price is Right years ago when we went to Television City in Hollywood, and we were back there and we saw the plywood Plinko board and we saw the plywood wheel.
He's got a theory on that as well.
Really?
His theory is that all the sets have been redone.
Mm-hmm.
and that they've rigged it. He was telling me he listened and watched this goddamn show so intently. He was telling me they've changed the timber of the theme. Mm-hmm. They've added bass, and they've
bongos
added,
and bass have been added all.
Well,
the music.
you hate change, so you think that's irrelevant. I mean, that's not a big
that
conspiracy.
Is relevant.
That is not
Professor
a big. That is not. That's not a big conspiracy, Charlie.
They're changing it, and what they're doing is they're somehow dumbing it down, and they fixed it. I don't know how they've done it, but
rigged.
I will figure it out.
Rigged.
It's rigged.
It's rigged. That's a big accusation.
It sure is.
And Quishaw has also got that guy you're gay for from Numbers. That guy,
Paul
from,
Guilfoyle.
The guy from Northern Exposure.
Oh, Rob Morrow.
Rob Morrow, who's right. The investigator from the Senate committee.
Charlie, I tell you something, Charlie.
Yeah, very well. Such good professor.
Sure.
I'll stop by and see you later
Herb
on.
Herb Stemple? My name is that guy.
That movie, Quishaw, is a great movie.
Sure. Hey, there's your wife in the corner. Changing out of something. You're going to bring out some Jewish food? Sure, I'll eat it because I'm a Jew like you, Herb.
Of course it's fixed. Of course,
Herb,
it's fixed.
I love the way that you have the plastic over your sofa, Herb. I'm going to go to my house later, my little New York house, Washington house, wherever I live. My wife will tell me not to smoke the cigar in the bedroom while I'm watching 21.
I've got something you could smoke, Charlie.
Oh,
I'm the author.
The old queen.
What was I? Was I a famous professor?
Oh, you know
as
what?
Well?
You're right. No, I think you were an author and a professor.
An author and a professor. And
right.
Noted queen.
And a dancer.
A noted dancer. I'm here to say I back you up, Spiewak. The Price is Right is fixed. Isn't that right, stars?
We'll be back with the results of the first break right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.